Right now, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning.
On the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.
Oh, why is it doing that? Hello there, Pat.
Time to bring in Pat Pagano.
There we go. We're set now.
Okay. Well, I guess you and I and our listeners don't know if we're billionaires yet, do we?
Yeah, some sort of security check they're doing.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's interesting. I was watching one guy got on television a couple of days ago and held up his ticket and said, this is the guaranteed winner. I'm not kidding. That might have forced the lottery officials to say, well, let's take a closer look at this. So we'll see. I don't know what it can be, but they said it was for security reasons. We have to wait to find out.
And we don't even know when they're going to have the drawing.
Yeah, and you don't know if they're going to just do the drawing completely over again either. With new tickets.
Mm. Interesting. Okay.
It's the world we live in, Pat.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, in the meantime, it is going to be a nice day. We'll have a good deal of sunshine. It will be breezy. It's seasonably cool, low 50s. Clear cold tonight, mid-20s. Sunny, mid-50s again Wednesday, and sunny and milder mid-60s Thursday. After that, Nicole, subtropical storm Nicole, will move across the Bahamas, head for central Florida, and then turn northeastward right up the Appalachians. That combined with the cold front out west will bring rain in here Friday afternoon. And the highs will be mild, 65 to 70. We'll have some pretty heavy rain Friday night. That's when I think most of our rainfall will fall. And then it will taper off Saturday. And by Sunday, it'll be a blustery November day with highs not getting out of the 40s.
Well, we're lucky that there's no cold weather around. Otherwise, we'd have a nor'easter.
A nor'easter could be rain. Doesn't have to be snow.
Yeah, I know, but if it were colder, the nor'easter would be snow, rain, and ice, and I'm not ready for that yet.
No, that does not appear at all likely.
That's good.
It doesn't. But here's Florida again. You know, now the East Coast will get hit. So, and they're bracing now. I don't know if they're going to evacuate, but they're going to brace it. People over there are going to have to brace for a storm surge. You know, right now, they're thinking 3 to 5 feet, which is not terrible, but still, a storm surge of 3 to 5 feet could do quite a bit of damage, especially on the East Coast. That is extremely populated. To me, it looks like the Palm Beach area would be the target. We'll see as it gets across the Bahamas, and we'll see where it goes. And I think Palm Beach, Orlando, Tampa, and then up the coast, over Chesapeake Bay, the wee hours of Saturday morning and early in the afternoon, right over Cape Cod.
So it'll pick up some strength over the Chesapeake Bay.
I don't know if it'll pick up strength. It'll pick up speed. Huh. But I don't think it'll intensify. So it'll just pick up speed, which means we should clear out quicker on Saturday than the models are forecasting right now. So that is that's what Pat's working on. Even yesterday, I worked from mid morning on yesterday. I have to tell you right now, I did not like it. I was thrown for a loop. I'm just not used to it. Even though I was able to sleep a little bit later yesterday morning, picking up the pieces for Dan and then also prepping for this morning, I was so out of touch, just completely out of touch. I don't like it at all. I definitely like my morning shift the best. There's no doubt about it.
Well, once you get used to it, you're right. Once you get used to it, the slightest little variation in it throws you for a loop. And if you have to work a totally different type of, it's not the same memory. It's like athletes have muscle memory. Well, when you work a shift for so long, and you and I have worked the morning shift for, about 20, 30 years. When you have to do something different, it's not easy.
No, it's rough. There's no doubt about it. And the other thing that I thought was interesting is poor Dan, even though this is not going to be as bad as Ian, he's in Florida, Central Florida, and he's now holding his breath and hoping that this thing, you know, doesn't give them too much of a wallop on the west coast of Florida.
I think it'll be all right. I think they'll be all right.
No. What you think and what happens are two different things.
Think your sister's worried?
Yeah, she's been texting me. She's been texting me. I did text you some of the pictures.
I saw the pictures.
Yep.
Pat's adding stuff. And it looks like a pretty big addition you're putting on.
It's 8 feet out, and I think you said about 20 feet long.
Yeah, that's a big addition.
It's a big addition. You know, they're not completely through with the siding on the outside. They did dig a well. They got water. Yesterday, they ran the water, and he sent me a picture of two bottles. One was the water from his well, and one was the water from my well. And, of course, his bottle was white, clear, and mine was, like, sandy.
Yeah, well, it's because... So, yeah.
He's going to run it for a longer period of time today before they test it. But if it doesn't clear up, they may have to go deeper.
Or they can put a filter system in. They can put a filter system in.
I don't know if that'll be passable according to the town.
Really? Oh, wow. Well, how far down did they go till they hit water?
I think he said 10 feet.
Oh, gosh. They should go deeper anyways.
Yeah. So I told him, I just said to him, you know, I texted him, I said, do whatever you have to.
Gosh, when
do
we,
whatever you have to, that's
years,
all.
Years ago when I moved in back here and I moved in with my mother, I put a well in. And they didn't get out of the bedrock and stuff. But they got water at 230 feet.
Wow.
230. 10 feet, heck, you could have sent people out there to dig that well.
Yeah, really? 230 feet, wow. And that is about it. So the trip to the cabin was kind of nice, a lot of leaves. I can't believe, I've never been up there this late in the season. So I was kind of taken back by the amount of leaves that were covering the ground all over the place. And but the good news is that when I looked around the cabin, I was looking for those little traces of you know what.
Yeah.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so that's good. I guess a little too much noise and activity. So, you know, so they're all working on that. So that's good. And that's pretty much it from this standpoint. I got to see my friend David from out of the hospital, and the blockage in his intestines was the mesh that was used when he had a hernia.
Well, I see a lawsuit coming there.
I see a lawsuit, too. It was twisted and caused the blockage. And, they are contacting. It's not so much that it has nothing to do with the surgeon who did it. It is the actual manufacturer of the mesh.
Wow.
Yeah. And from what I hear... This would not be the first case.
Okay, so maybe he gets in a class action case.
I don't know. I do not know. But anybody out there that may be considering something like this, you better consider it real strongly because there have been problems with this stuff. So so that's the scoop there. He looks good. He's recovering. So kill two birds with one stone. The other thing is that I know you're probably going to bring it up, but I was, I think, one of the only forecasters who went for a shower on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it rained.
Oh, it did.
Actually, yeah. It rained a little bit more than I thought.
Yeah, we got about a quarter inch of rain.
Yeah, a little bit more than I thought. I thought it would be spotty, but It did survive, and now we'll see how much we get. I have a feeling we're going to get some pretty good rain late Friday night. So you better keep your storm drains cleared.
What do you think, like 1 to 3 inches?
Easily. Yep.
Wow.
Easily. Yep. And then it'll be dry for quite some time.
1 to 3.
That's what I'm thinking right now. I mean, depending on the actual track of the low, what's left of Nicole, if it goes through Chesapeake Bay and Cape Cod, yeah, 1 to 3 seems to be a good conservative estimate. If it were to move from Chesapeake Bay to the Hudson Valley, then we'd have to up that.
All right, let's get back to your construction here for a second. On the outside walls, are they going to put insulation in?
Yeah, they're using spray insulation.
Yep. That's good even in the summertime because...
That's what he said, yeah. So they're going to bring the guy in to do that. He doesn't do that. He said, I'll bring the guy in to do that. They're also going to spray it underneath.
Real smart. Yeah, real smart.
So that's good, too.
Yeah, I saw the size of that. I said, wow, that's a pretty big... So you're putting in a bedroom and a bathroom, right?
No, kitchen and bathroom.
Kitchen and bathroom.
The kitchen will be the front part with the skylight. The other part you see is going to be the bathroom. And where the kitchen is now, that will become the living room.
Wow.
Yep.
Can have a nice party at your house.
Not so much a party, but at least a little more living space because right now there isn't. Right now it's like being in a dollhouse.
How many square feet is it now?
I think he said it was like 100. Oh, I don't know what it is with the addition, but prior to that, it was 15 by 25, right. 15 across, 25 back. So now it's going to be 15 and 8. It's going to be 23, still 23 by 20, by 25, 23 by 25.
Wow. All right. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you for that. And, I will see you bright and early tomorrow morning. How's that sound?
I think we'll mark that down in the book. Yep.
Okay.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.